With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey man, it's Kevin Smith, the guy who feels everything he says is so important that he's got six podcasts to his name. And you're listening to Hey Fam, another podcast he's trying to get his elbow inside of, man. Spread his voice around like a virus.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot.
Yeah.
Hey fam, welcome to Hey Fam. My name is Levins.
My name is Angus.
And we are just two great friends, sober.
Arms around each other.
On a Friday night. Yeah. We just watched the latest episode of The Mandalorian.
Whew!
Then I put on Lady and the Tramp, the live action remake.
We had to go to a particular little scene.
Script straight to the Italian restaurant.
The certified Mamma Mia scene.
Well, Billy Joel scenes from an Italian restaurant based on this famous scene.
Apparently, if you sync up that song with the entirety of Lady and the Tramp over
yeah,
and over
a bottle of red, a bottle of white.
Billy Joel's greatest hits.
A lot of couples in this movie are black and white.
Yeah, we noticed, you know, and it's also, it's a period setting. It's like the 1800s.
I guess so, yeah.
Every couple was interracial and that's fantastic. But also like
a hilarious, like kind of it history. Whatever.
In public, hanging out. A lot of, basically I saw it as, it's a very strategic move that Disney Plus is launching with a very absent Song of the South. However, we've been offered a...
This is the new Song of the South.
This is the new Song of the South where everybody...
This is Song of the South remix.
Yeah, it was that overt racism in that it's proving that it's not racist. You know when that can be more racist? And that just comes off the back of you and I having watched a Kamau clip on Hey Head Saturday.
Yeah, which... so yeah, we should say we watched Mandalorian, then we watched the spaghetti scene of Lady and the Tramp, and I made out with your TV.
Yeah. Did you actually kiss it?
No, don't worry.
Oh, cool.
That's way too expensive for that. I knew your reaction if my lips.
No,
were...
I kind of let it slide. I was curious.
Okay.
I was going to look at
just
the...
one.
Look tomorrow. Well, I've kissed. Yeah, maybe
kiss,
I've
kiss
kissed
my
it.
TV once. Shame on me.
Kiss, yeah, kiss it once, twice. Now I'm a tramp.
But then we watched a bunch of Hey Hey It's Saturday film clips in which you proved to me that yes, Hey Hey It's Saturday is 10 times worse than we give it credit for in terms of ugh. Like Hey Hey It's Saturday was like a 70s, 80s and 90s variety show in Australia.
With a very short-lived, ill-fated reunion in the mid-noughties.
Yeah, in which they brought Harry Connick Jr. out
iconically
as a guest for a talent show segment they had called Red Faces.
The show itself was basically a series of talent show sketches. Like, of sketches. There was no
yeah,
real...
no, totally. It was a variety show. That's what you described it, a variety show, I guess.
Interesting.
But yeah.
I mean, there are others like this.
Imagine being Harry Connick Jr. and coming out for a segment called Red Faces, expecting to see a few red faces, but no, that was not the color that
the only red was the anger in Harry Connick Jr.'s face.
Full-grown men come out in dressed
no,
up.
No, wait.
In,
I think you'll find they're not all full-grown, isn't it? Oh, that's another blackface incident they had with the small people.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's Saturday. Have multiple blackface.
You know, you're in good company when your show has like if you go to scandals, there's more than one, and there's more than one blackface-related one. Like that's such a weird thing.
Constantly, like blackface was like the seventh character of Hey Hey It's Saturday.
It was the fifth Beatle. Some say blackface was the fifth Beatle to Hey Hey. It's everyone knew Daryl, Ozzy,
Red, Russell,
and
Dickie,
but then
Ozzy Ostrich and blackface
and Pluck a Duck
and blackface.
Yeah, but yeah, wow. It's
and
as
no
bad,
women.
It's no women except one, that poor woman who would come out occasionally.
Lavinia Nixon.
Yeah, she's probably got some stories.
And they all involve blackface.
And probably Daryl.
So there was an Australian singer, originally from India, whose name was Kamal. And
legendary Australian status.
Yeah, like, you know, kind of like, he kind of sang like soul rock kind of stuff.
Soul.
Yeah, he had a song called, and an album called Why Are People So Unkind?
That's right.
Where was he from?
Western Sydney, wasn't it? Was he Sydney?
I think he grew up near where I grew up, in like Tarramarra.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
North Shore. But Yeah, they brought Kamal out regularly. He was a regular guest, and apparently in one instance,
well, one we just saw then was quite interesting, where they decided to run out halfway through his performance.
Well, no, so he thought the time he came out before,
they all
he was performing a song, and then all the white cast came out in blackface, which, and we're like, ha ha ha, how funny. And then they're
even
like,
if that's the crux of your joke, that's not funny at all.
Don't like, worry, we're not going to do that this time. And then so he's singing
then
his Darryl song.
Then Daryl did a cheeky wink to the camera.
And then Daryl runs out with white powder and
it's like flour or something.
And throws it all over Kamal. It's like, so he's in whiteface.
You would, and rightfully so, you'd be like charged and arrested for that.
What's
now
the
you
account? Give out this account.
It's the former guitarist from the Greats.
He's now doing
J H O N Patterson. So John, but with the H and the O switched around. But look for some collabs coming to Pluck a Duck memes.
Oh, that's hot scoop. Anyway,
that's Hey Fam.
Look, Hey Fam. It's Saturday. Actually, not on Disney Plus. That's what this episode
weird
is about.
Weird enough.
Disney Plus hit Australia in the last week. We want to talk about.
Didn't it, Chief?
Man, it's a crazy service.
Is it as good as it was cracked up to be? Initial thoughts.
Well. For me, it is like, I guess like as an idiot collector that just wants to have everything, I now have it.
Oh
I
man, same. It's over
all the Star Wars movies and series and Marvel, all the Pixar movies and Pixar shorts and all of the Disney animated back catalog and almost all
that
of the Mickey shorts.
That would cost over $1,000.
Yeah, totally. To buy, and like, now I have it. And so I pay. I obviously went in day one, like hour one.
First thing I did when I woke
up. Yeah. And because it was meant to come out at 9 a.m., but we got messages in the Hey Fam Discord saying it's already live.
Yeah.
So yeah, as soon as I woke up, I signed up for it. A
couple surprises on there. Most noticeably, The Simpsons.
Yeah, we went.
Which you and I had just gone like, nah, Foxtel are such cunts. Or
yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no way we would get that. And funnily enough, reports are in that Australia has the largest Disney Plus catalog.
Yeah, we have like a ton of recent Disney movies that America.
So they don't have heaps of the Marvel ones, which I didn't realize.
Yeah, like Ant-Man and the Wasp isn't on there.
Yeah, Infinity War's not on there. Endgame's not on there.
Yeah, right.
Like they're missing out on some big for guys.
I put on Endgame straight away. Skip straight to my favorite scene when one of the
Hawkeye
Russo
starts killing.
No, one of the Russos plays the bravest character in the MCU.
Mine's still just any Ronin scene of just our boy Hawkeye.
Carving
killing
it up.
People, carving it up in Little Tokyo, carving it up in Shibuya with some minorities. Actually, another movie with some interesting mixed race scenes on Disney Plus at the moment is both Lady and the Tramp and Endgame.
Yeah, yes.
We're just looking at the automatic menus going on.
The UI is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like Apple level.
My favorite thing is when you're in the
coming
homepage.
Coming off Amazon Prime. Just
God.
It's a little bit better.
When you're on the homepage on the Apple TV version of Disney Plus and you scroll over
the channels.
Different logos for each. Like you've got Disney, you've got Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, and National Geographic, which I don't think anyone in the world has clicked on yet.
No, it's not even animals are watching it, I've heard. They're the reports I've got. Man, I'm going in on Rebels because I didn't watch it all because it was so hard to get for non-torrenters like ourselves.
Well, we just watched our first, the third episode of Mandalorian, but the first one we watched legally, streaming, and
yes.
It looked great, it was an incredible episode as well.
So good. Man, I'm hoping you can get your kids to watch these.
I mean, yeah, give them a decade, I reckon.
I mean, yeah, there are lasers.
All right,
in
so
it.
Obviously, yeah, it's the morning, I got Disney Plus, I'm like, kids, Disney Plus, yeah, look at all these characters you know. And if you go to, why don't you scroll over to the Disney button? Like I take a Disney thing, I'm like, you know, going to show them. Do I show them DuckTales? Do I show them Tailspin?
Steamboat Willie.
Like, exactly. And they
which is the first thing I watched.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll go to that after.
So you watched the oldest Mickey short on here. My kids chose the newest.
Oh, so on this one, the Mickey Mouse.
Is it scroll to the end of this menu. You have Mickey Mouse Roadster Races.
That looks like a bootleg PS2 game, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Honestly, it's like PS2 era graphics.
What's with that? There was another show like that too that just had the most shocking.
Dude, and that's the other show. So we watched this bullshit Mickey Mouse Roadster
Races. It looks
races.
Like fake YouTube.
You know
YouTube.
What though? Look, it's actually just the graphics are awful. The concept is like pretty fun. It's like what if it's like Mickey Kart basically. Right.
But it looks disgusting. I saw, you mentioned as well.
Archie's always already been a big fan of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
It looks like that fake YouTube.
Yeah, totally.
Like the videos that people made with like Venom and Ronald McDonald.
Well, it's just like, especially when you watch, like if you watch one of the older shorts, the animation, it's
beautiful.
Incredible.
I watched that Ghost one.
Yeah, it's so good. There's a few ones
how did Disney make this?
Not on there. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's just...
Was this tough times?
Disney Channel is just like, you know, I mean... when you're making animation for kids, you cut costs because kids don't give a fuck about. Yeah, I mean, you do have the Mickey Mouse shorts that were made recently that they're really good.
They're so
incredible
good.
Animation. But yeah, so we get home and I'm like, oh, do you want to see if there's something else on Disney Plus you want to watch, Archie? And I showed him. I was like, oh, here are all the cartoons that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And he chose gummy. Chose gummy bears.
Gummy bears was sick.
It's not.
Fuck. Have a look at that. Look at the image. I was trying to take a screenshot.
Lines and Ghosts.
No, the one on the actual thing.
Oh, God.
They're just covered in cum. I was trying to screen, but you know you can't screenshot on your phone.
Ectogism.
I got it. It's so good. It's my favorite.
Get nice and close to your TV. I reckon you can pull off a grater.
Oh, bro, I don't need to with this bad boy. Wow, look at that. Just the cum boy. Just covered in cum. How fucked is that?
Lonesome
this
Ghosts.
Is already the most unlistenable episode. It's you and I scrolling through Disney Plus.
I think it's a perfect episode.
This is
already.
The visual version of the script, the list episode you did. So I watched this classic, and I forgot how funny it is. Mickey just hurts people in it. He picks up a cat
Mickey
and
Mouse
swings
is,
it around by
he's
a
He's so violent.
Yeah. And then like a bird squawks at him, and he throws a potato at it so it falls off the boat and presumably drowns. He's like this prick. It's great. I'm like, Pete is like rightfully upset with him.
Yeah.
He's useless. Also, who's Steamboat Willie? Is that the name of the boat?
I think so.
Interesting. Yeah, never discussed. I had a lot of questions. It's really funny. It's like strange.
So, yeah,
it's so quaint.
Do you remember, like, tell me the plot of Gummy Bears.
There's ogres.
Yeah, I forgot.
I think I'm thinking about the theme song. There's ogres.
Gummy bears. Jumping here and there and everywhere.
Obviously, in primary school, we used to change the lyrics to like...
Gummy Bears?
Well, no, I found out about coming a bit later, but now it's Gummy Bears. Oh, wait, when I say school... No, this is like a few years ago. You're right. I did
before,
used to send...
Before you found out
I think
about
I used to send them to Tommy
Dassilo
and write Cummy Bears. Yeah, coming here and there and everywhere. Just via text. It's funnier. It works well in text because you hear the song immediately.
But what did you say before Cummy Bears?
I think it was just like, fucking here and there and everywhere. Like,
oh,
that was
right.
funny.
That's very
But now
good.
It's funnier to come than You're to fuck. Right. It's like you pull back the intimacy and it becomes more funny. Like, you dial it back. But there's ogres... There's berries that they turn into juice.
Yeah, and
and then they bounce and they drink
the
juice.
Yeah, when the bears have gummy bear juice, they bounce. But if a human has gummy bear juice,
they blow.
They get strong.
Oh, now I thinking about where that show came out, when it came out, and now thinking about the plot and remembering the toys were out. Was this Disney's attempt at doing like a Transformers or something, where they're like, let's have a show that's mindless and we'll sell things?
No, it's not mindless. It's just weird. It's It's because it's quite slow.
Sure.
I used to have the
blue one.
They're
like
low.
Fat blue toy, that gummy bear.
There's some good voices in the cast. There's
John DiMaggio.
Lorenzo Music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did every cartoon.
He was the voice of Garfield. Yeah. I just love his voice. It's so
he was
good.
In the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Yes.
Peter Venkman. Though only the first two seasons, and then they replaced him. Oh, I'm speaking into the glass. It's like I was motioning with the microphone. Yeah.
But yeah, so Archie, I think, was like upset that the gummy bears weren't actually made of gummy.
Did he want to eat them?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or maybe he was such a...
Well, there's that song...
Kingdom Hearts
stand. Yeah.
He was surprised they weren't...
Yeah, it was a gummy ship. Yeah.
He was surprised they weren't a polygonal ship.
Mind-numbing ship. He was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And I was like, can we watch DuckTales? He says, no. And I was like, we'll go scroll through. And then he scrolled through that CGI nightmare version of Muppet Babies.
Oh, the one we were watching with that fake Muppet?
Yes,
so
yeah. It's a little bird.
A bird,
purple
that's right.
Bird.
That's not a Muppet, that's a bird.
And like the voice work and the writing is not terrible, but like they just look so gross.
Is it cheaper for them to do this, isn't it? Just like have...
Yeah, because you just make the
models
the model
just move
and
them around.
Yeah, exactly, you can like just kind of
they look,
code them.
It's like permanent Uncanny Valley, isn't it? Like nothing looks alive or nothing has weight.
And yeah, it's something like that where like, you know what all the Muppets should sound like. So you have the uncanny visual...
And
with the uncanny
the fucked
voice
audio.
As well.
Yeah. That's it. Does it have the old Muppet Babies?
No.
Fuck. I love that show.
There's
no Fraggle Rock either, is there?
There's a lot of missing shit. But there is a way you can request series.
Surely they're going to roll it out though. Like that'll be part of like, they'll go like, oh, this is wave one. We've got Star Wars. We've got, you know what I mean? Then they'll
go, totally.
Wave two will be like, hey, it's all your favorite like 80s show. You know what I mean? Like they'll definitely like.
That would be amazing if there was like a Muppets button up there.
Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't. Because it is kind of hard because I'm like, what do I find Avatar under? You know what I mean? Like, or what do you find Simpsons
well,
under?
Well, there's several Fox movies on here that I wasn't expecting.
Home Alone's on there.
Yeah, well, all three Home Alone's
yeah, on there. Yeah, the third one. Yeah, yeah. Were you expecting Remember the Titans?
I forgot that that's a Disney movie.
Yeah. I know you're going to be hitting that Descendants button as soon as the kids go to sleep.
Is it?
Remember the one that you were like, that's like Kingdom Hearts? It's like the sons and daughters of all the Disney villains or
Should
something?
Should I watch it?
Yeah, of course you should.
Do dogs eat spaghetti in the Descendants?
Do you kiss spaghetti? Absolutely. Look at it. They're like Maleficent's daughter or something.
Oh my god, Jafar. Look at Jafar's son. That rules.
That Jafar looks better than...
It looks like fucking Rufio.
Also, that Jafar looks better than the one in the Aladdin film.
Yeah, totally agree.
He would be sicker. Maleficent. Look how good Cruella de Vil looks.
Oh man.
They all look like Rufio.
I'm watching the fuck out of this. It's a movie. The kids of Disney villains are given a shot at redemption. I'm totally going
to
watch
They go to school. Look how many there are.
Whoa. Descendants 2.
Descendants.
Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. Oh, that's...
Oh, my God. Is that the daughter of Ariel with this daughter of...
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Holy shit. We need to check out this. Again, this is so unlistenable. Mal emerges from a forest.
It's 9 minutes long.
Lemonade.
I'm
going to go Disney Channel algorithm loophole, I think.
Yeah.
And just watch every next suggested thing. Everyone was in a band. Everyone.
It's such a weird genre of.
It's like we spoke about in that episode. We didn't grow up with this. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
You need to be a rich cable.
You need to be
kid.
Rich, and also like I was kind of too old. I think, like I wasn't interested in this.
Yeah.
Man, I've been going hard on the Simpsons. I've been going hard on the Simpsons.
Which season's chief?
I've been picking and just Angus Truscott machete style, just season 2 to 8. Anything.
Okay, you've gone up to 8.
No, I'm just going. I want to watch this one now. Okay. I want to watch this one now.
You want to watch?
I watched 5 minutes of a new one today just to see the quality. Because
Because we haven't got the most recent season. That's one of the things that we don't have.
I watched Simpson and Delilah, which is an amazing episode. Where Homer gets
with
her.
Fucking Carl.
Yeah,
who's that voice? Get him, Homer. Go get him. No, go get him, Tiger.
Notably absent is the Michael Jackson episode. It's been removed.
Stark raving dad.
Interesting reasons. Bart's dog gets an F. One of my favorites.
Yeah,
remember?
Man.
And they want to get rid of Sam's
course,
little
do.
Helper.
Yeah.
B sharp.
The big controversy, though, is that they've you only get the widescreen versions of all of the episodes.
But it's being amended for early 2020.
Yeah, making Lady and the Tramp 2 as an apology.
it was apparently that's how they got it from. Remember, there was a Simpsons streaming app in the States FFX did or something.
Right.
It was their transfers, so they're, I guess, getting the original 4x3s.
Yeah, because all of the gummy
bears. It does look weird.
We watched
in
gummy
some
bears
sense.
In 4x3.
I watched Bart of Darkness, another absolute classic.
Absolutely. Millpool.
Yeah,
the
Millpool.
Best.
Ned Flanders screaming like a girl. Watch Bart's girlfriend. A lot of Bart-centric episodes. I'm discovering.
Where do you stand on Lisa episodes?
Some of them can be really good, but. Definitely my least favorite character.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Lisa.
I don't. Okay. I'm a regular Bart Simpson dude. I don't know if you got the drift when you came in here. I even found the episode where I stopped watching it and was just like, that's when I've barely seen any of season 10. I was like, I haven't seen any of these actually.
I've seen all of these.
That's when I tapped out. I was like, these are all new to me.
Isn't that crazy? Because we would have been like 13
when
season 10
just,
was coming out. And even at that point, we were like...
Well, I remember I was such a South Park head, which does sound lame, but I was just like so into South Park and Beavis and Butthead and Futurama. And I was like, fuck, The Simpsons is like... This feels so lame or it doesn't feel right. Like that was my whole thing. I was like, it doesn't feel like The Simpsons.
Yeah, a lot of these episodes I've seen once, whereas all the other episodes, probably even up to season 10, I would have seen like, you know, 7... to 25 times.
Look, it took
each.
To season 11 for Bart to have a horse episode, and like in season 2, Lisa has a horse episode.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It's just like it was stuff like that. Bart the murderer. Amazing.
All the weird Apu getting married, and then Apu having
that's right
octuplets, and then Apu gets a divorce after cheating on his wife.
I don't want to watch that. That's not the Simpsons. So man, weird. In Bart of Darkness, is that amazing? bit because it's over the summer where Krusty's off the air and they keep showing like clips of older episodes where he's like interviewing politicians and stuff. It's like the driest, worst show ever.
Yes, that's great.
And it's like, man, it was so funny. It was such a fucking funny show. It is cool that they're on there.
I'm definitely going to... Archie was actually really keen to watch The Simpsons.
Really?
So, yeah. Which episode should I start him on?
Start the one you started on. Just start...
Bart gets an F.
First one I saw was...
Bart the Genius. Sorry, that's what I
meant. Bart the Genius.
Yeah, that's the first one I saw.
And no, they actually showed this one first in Australia. There's No Disgrace Like Home.
Yeah, right, with the buzzing.
Yeah. Where you met who they were. I mean, the first season's pretty terrible. Telltale Head's great.
Yeah.
Where he steals the head of Jebediah Simpson. Actually, you know what? They are pretty good.
I mean, they're still immensely watchable. They're just you watch them kind of going like, knowing how much better the show got.
Dancing Homer. I mean, look, season two just steps that shit up. The Pup Hut episode, they're all classic.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I love that era of Simpsons.
Yeah, fuck. By the end of season two, it's already
it's as good as the show.
Yeah, exactly.
3 Minute Comic Book is like one of the best episodes.
And Lisa Substitute with just Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, War of the Simpson with it's all good.
The Big Fish. Oh, so good.
I do miss...
What's Blood Feud?
I miss the...
That's right. When Bart gives...
the donut.
And the big head.
I do... I do not like the whitewashing of Smithers from episode 2 onwards. Smithers to me is still a black man whenever I watch it. Do you think a gay black man was too radical for 1989?
Yeah, dial it back. We can't make fun of him if he's gay and black.
Yeah, we have to pick one. Fuck, which one? Oh, I was reminded of it when I was up here. There's an absolute belter of an episode I saw. Shit, who cares? Now I just literally talk about The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's like, hey fam, the first podcast ever, enjoy The Simpsons. Oh, Lisa on Ice, that's such a good episode.
Yeah, Lisa on Ice is... Man, they're all good. What's Fear of Flying?
Marge realizes that she has a fear of flying.
Oh, that's right.
And figures out why.
Yeah, yeah. When Homer goes to clown school is amazing.
Yeah, any episode with Fat Tony in it.
Yeah, we have to compete. Oh, look at this, 2001 Greyhound, look at the image.
I'll kiss that to him too.
Oh man, I watched the 23 short stories.
It's such a perfectly put together episode.
Yeah, me and Chloe like, which one? That's the one I watched first. Actually, she's like, which one are we gonna watch? And
maybe
like,
I should watch that with Archie because
only funny though because.
But I don't want it to be. He probably won't. Well, who knows?
He was laughing
his ass off at Muppet Babies.
At Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
You need to show him an episode ASAP. I watched when Milhouse's parents get divorced as well.
I love that episode.
I seriously watched like 10 classic episodes.
Kirk Van Houten's one of my favorite Simpsons voices.
Yeah, it's so good. I just love that him and his wife look identical.
Yeah, and
they both have blue hair and like big round noses. And that's right, she rocks up and it's like, sorry, Luann was putting her eyebrows on because she's afraid she doesn't have it. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they're like frowning or something.
It's such a brilliantly put together, awkward conversation.
Oh, it's horrible.
Like it's awful.
And that great scene where...
The Cracker Factory.
Or when they're playing Pictionary and she correctly draws Dignity and you don't see it.
That's right.
They're like, oh yeah, that's how you draw it. It's just like, that to me is like classic R. Simpsons humor.
Yeah.
Fuck. Here's us, just two old dudes saying how good old Simpsons was.
But that's like this...
This is
the best thing about Disney Plus, I think.
This is worth
but,
it.
But like, you know what I mean? It's just having it all. Yeah.
$7 a month?
I haven't watched that much on Disney Plus yet, but I love that I have it. Whereas...
Man, for two kids, you're going to be like, it's going to be perfect for you.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Damn. That went down the wrong way.
you drank that through your nose.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
But yeah, so I want to give a shout out before we move on to other things. Apple TV Plus is become this like weird joke that no one's talking about, huh?
Yeah. Is it because this came out? Everything came out?
Well, so there's only like 6 different things you can watch on there now. When they originally launched, they put up the first three episodes of all their series. So you had C.
Morning Wars.
Morning Show. The Russians in Space.
Oh, yeah. For All Mankind.
For All Mankind. And Dickinson.
Yes.
And so you had the first 3 episodes, and I thought like, oh wow, that's the season. Like they're just going to be weird. But no, it's actually an ongoing.
They just dropped 3 at a time.
So they dropped the first 3, and then every week since we've gotten 1 episode each Friday.
Sure. Okay.
They now have like, Oprah's Book Club.
Yep.
Is a new weekly show. The first one has Ta-Nehisi Coates.
Oh wow.
On it, which is pretty cool.
MVP. Wrote a great article last year about being
him and Kanye
black and being a Kanye
fan.
Yeah,
that was an incredible
article. The MAGA era. If like that's the only take you need to read.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was unbelievable.
But
Lady and the Tramp, am I up next? What is this bitch?
Yeah, you have to don't watch the rest of that without me, bro.
No, I won't.
But yeah, so Morning Wars, I think, is like one of
the... It was great, huh?
One of my, I've completely caught up to date with it, all six episodes so far. There's 10 all up. This is the one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon playing newsreaders. Yeah. And Steve Carell plays a newsreader who gets Me Too'd. Or he Me Too's himself.
I hate when that happens.
It's so good, man.
Yeah, cool. Like, I like all the talent. I'm going to watch it.
It's, but you know what itch it scratches, man? It's the Entourage itch.
Really? It's just like kind of like dumb.
Watching a No, I mean, the exaggerated
behind
doors.
Steve Carell
get
Me Too then start a sneaker company with tequila scented laces?
Yeah, then he starts managing Saigon.
I've been Me Too. I'm going to start a sneaker company.
But no, it's easily the best role that Jennifer Aniston has ever played.
Cool.
She's really, really good in it.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Mark Duplass.
Great. I've always liked him.
The absolute MVP of the show, though, is Billy Crudup.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, I guess best
big
known
dick
for
Doc
Almost
Manhattan
Famous
himself.
And Doc Manhattan, yeah, yeah.
Having that big blue dong
He
out.
Plays this like complete, he's like the most over the top. He's the guy straight out of Entourage. He's the Entourage character.
Is he Ari Gold of the show?
He is one of the producers, one of the network people who overlooks. So it is like, it's a behind the scenes look at how a morning show gets made. And it's also a behind the scenes look at how people deal with someone that they love and have spent their lives working with. Like, what happens when that person gets Me Too?
Sure.
And how do you react?
I know people are like, oh, I can't believe there's like 8 shows on there. That's so... Here's the thing. I could only watch 8 shows in 2 months.
Totally.
It's actually like very doable. And I can see when someone's like, oh, I have $7. I can either spend it on this product or that. The reality is I'm not watching the 400 things on the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know. So that's like you have two
so it
very,
is the
very different
quality over
examples.
Quantity, isn't it? Like,
yeah, whereas Disney is like, you know, obviously a lot of that quantity is quality,
but then there's the CG.
Besides The Mandalorian, what on there is new that you haven't seen that you're chomping at the bit to watch now that you've got the service?
The only thing, and it's so predictable, 4K Star Wars transfers.
Yeah.
Of all of the films, because you can't get streaming.
But are you watching them or are you just happy that you have them?
I will be watching them this weekend because this happened to come out at the same time I'm doing my rewatch.
Oh, great. Yeah, awesome.
So that's actually good. But yeah, on top of that, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not watching any of these anytime soon.
It rules. It is such an incredible value.
Yeah.
In front of you when you look through all of
it's interesting because like it's some stuff's hidden because I went to their like Disney movies through the ages and like I was like, oh, that's weird, Black Cauldron's not here, but they it seems to be curated in a way where the not so raven things are a little hidden, you know?
Yeah
which I find it, I guess that's a streaming thing, like there's no god list. Very excited about Boy Meets World on there.
Did they make a movie after like a reunion movie of Boy Meets World?
No, they made Girl Meets World, which
is that on this too?
It better be. It's his daughter.
Scroll over and to suggested.
Yeah,
there it is, Girl Meets World.
And they're in it. And him and Topanga are married and they have a daughter.
What does Topanga look like now?
A babe.
Hell yeah.
Oh, damn it. I wanna meet her. I wanna meet Girl's World and her world is her mom. Oh, look, you always love it when a cop shows up at home, right? Shit, I don't know. They're just showing the young cast. That's super inappropriate for nostalgia reasons.
I'll look up what Topanga looked like if old.
Look, he looks the same.
Oh, man, the kid from... He looks fucked. He looks like someone just...
Who's
like,
Fred Savage's little brother?
Someone just photoshopped his face onto a full-grown man.
Yeah, he kind of looks like... He reminds me of someone there. It's like a weird Shia LaBeouf.
He looks funny.
There's no shots of Topanga.
That's fucked.
And it's weird because his best friend in school still keeps coming to hang out with his daughter.
Right.
Which is just... bit creepy.
you're gonna do that with my kids, right?
All right, yeah, absolutely. What was his name? Sean. Did you ever watch Boy Meets World? I loved it.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it though.
Is his dad Judd Judd Nelson?
I don't know.
Look at that. Oh man, this is a great show. Oh, you know what was wild? I was looking at Tailspin and it said one season and I was like, I remember that show being on for a lot longer and it's like 90 episodes.
Yeah, that's what all of like those seasons
I was
are.
Like,
yeah.
Man, they're only making 2 episodes a week.
Well, like DuckTales, I think the first 2 seasons are like 60 to 70
that's
episodes
fucking
each.
That's bonkers. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know what else is bonkers? Bonkers.
Oh, is
the
that
animated,
on there?
That's on there. I think they only had one season of that too, but it was nowhere near as long as...
I remember speaking about bonkers on the pod with you and I was like, I swear to God, that's like... was that an aborted Roger Rabbit series idea? And then I was reading like the notes on the wiki page or whatever, and they were like, who was in charge of Disney at the time, or whoever it was like, no, it's got nothing to do with Roger Rabbit. It's just a very similar, and I'm like, it's exactly the same. You're setting it in Toontown and he's a cop, like working with humans, solving, like, and he was a former cartoon star.
My one of my favorite podcasts, What a Cartoon, just about a special on Bonkers.
Oh wow, what did you learn? Have you heard it?
I haven't listened to it yet, but just giving a little bit of sizzle for when I do listen. I'll let you know if it's good. I think I'm very excited to have all the Pixar shorts. I watched some of the new ones. They are so bad.
Which ones?
Do you watch one with like the flying baby?
Oh, they're the ones that they do for YouTube. Remember how they're getting like young animators?
Yeah, I mean, they look great.
They're not the ones that they're showing at the cinema. But yeah, I love the dog one. The dog and the cat.
Oh, that one's great.
Yeah, that's like top tier.
Yeah. Watch the flying baby. I think it's called Float.
I think that's a Disney Plus exclusive.
Yeah, right. It's so so saccharine.
Pixar in real life.
Oh, really?
It was horrible.
What is it? It's just a bunch of kids dressed as Pixar characters?
I saw the trailer and I saw like people walking in the street and I like a CG Wall-E. And I was like, oh, that kind of looks cute. But what it was this first episode is just like the machine from, what's that movie? Inside Out. You control emotions. And then there's like actors standing in front and they're pretending to be in this like park with hidden cameras. And then these people are like, oh, wow, is that the control panel from Inside Out? And like no one will ever think that upon seeing it unless you're like 7 and under. Because like it's not like Woody's hat or like Buzz's.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like it's just like a control panel. And people are like, gee, let's press the button. What happens when we press that? And then two over the top actors, they'll hit the angry one. And they're like, I don't know what I want to eat for lunch. And they're like, oh, wow, crazy. Let's change it. And they hit like, and it's like 7 minutes. And I was like, this is so painful. It was one of the worst things. But I wanted to just see if they're going to.
Because there's that awful website, Oh My Disney. And it's.
Oh, what is that? That's like a.
That's where they go to in Wreck-It Ralph. Too.
So that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing called Oh My Disney, and it's like the very like it's, you know, the BuzzFeed version of Disney.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. I mean, look, see, I thought it was gonna be Wall-E rolling past cute dogs, and that to me is like, that's awesome. That's what I want from it.
Yeah, right.
But it's like that. Like they have women dressed up as like the Merida Brave from woman, Brave, and they're like, wow, where does she come from? It's just really corny. And like people will be, it's like flash mobs. Like people will be like eating lunch and then like the Monsters, Inc., code, whatever, come out and like get rid of human stuff.
Maybe they were like, what's another way we can underpay our park staff to act as our characters?
And we'll promise them maybe a job. So Float stinks.
It doesn't stink. It's just like, it's not as good as any of the other Pixar shorts.
Kitbull was really good.
Cool.
I thought that was, have you seen that one?
No, not yet.
Yeah, that's the cat and the dog one. That's
go back, beautiful. Before we move on, go back to all the originals, not in Pixar, go out of Pixar and go just scroll there. So you've got Mandalorian.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Mandalorian, Lady and the Tramp, High School Musical, the musical, the series. It's amazing. What's the Kristen
I think
encore?
It's a reality show where she like gets people to sing Disney songs. It's all about to do with Disney.
Kristen Bell, Yuri and Knight's former high school classmates to restage musicals they performed in the past.
But look what songs they're doing. Oh, just all of the ones that are on Disney Plus.
Annie isn't a Disney.
Like, oh, true.
Sound of Music is now because of Fox.
Noelle,
which is the Bill Hader, I think, is in this with, what's her name?
Oh, that's right. Some Christmas movie.
Didn't you just get NBN, bro?
I don't know what the fuck happened. It's going hell slow.
Chris Maybe Kringle's that's the daughter joke. Must find her brother and bring him back in time to save Christmas.
Yeah, I shan't be watching that. You take that. I'm going to check the goddamn speed. I had NBN today and I was getting like hella speed.
Oh, I forgot that the Santa Claus is on this too.
That's always been Disney though, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look.
There's three Santa Clauses and Tim Allen was in every one of
them. There's the Santa Paws.
Oh, yeah. Great. The Santa Pups. Excellent. So many Christmas.
Oh, yeah. This is going slow. I guess this is that bad NBN I've heard about.
Marvel Hero Project, the Imagineering story, that actually looks rad, like a documentary series on how the Disneylands were made and how the rides and lands work. It's very behind the scenes. There's a bunch of Forky Asks a Question shorts.
Yeah, I've seen it. I watched one of them.
I'm sure it's fine. There's some Pixar
shorts.
What's
Family Sundays?
Family Sundays. Amber Kemp Gerstel shares her love of crafting in a series of Disney-themed DIY projects.
Yeah.
Episode 1, a Dumbo tent. Episode 2, the Little Mermaid tails. Episode 3, soap.
Maybe these are the shit your kid's going to watch.
Yeah, I actually would fucking love watching soap get made. Great. And then The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I'd
How
rather...
many episodes of that have you watched?
Wow, that's a bird. I guess reminds me of a bird I was inappropriate to. She had a sister too. He'd say stuff like that and I'd be like, why is he still getting away with this? Look at him, he's such a caricature of himself now.
I'm going to eat some ice cream.
It's just, this is a brain freeze. Yeah, he's deplorable.
So episode one is sneakers, episode two is ice cream, episode three is tattoos. Has anyone watched this?
What do we have here?
I've never tattooed. Now I'm just doing like a jazz man.
Yeah, he is kind of jazz man-y. Man, yeah. When is Jeff Goldblum's Reckoning coming?
And will it be on Disney Plus?
That'd be fantastic.
But yeah, so you have the quantity of Disney Plus versus the not so much quality of Apple TV Plus, but it is like, yeah, it's like must watch shows. And it, that for mine at the moment, I've been spending a lot more time watching all the Apple Plus shows and wondering why people aren't talking about them, because they're really good.
There was a theory going around that a lot of people wanted Apple to fail and a lot of the reviews were being bombed.
Yeah, right.
Because of like...
Well, because they've just been hit with like another massive fuck up.
Oh, with the iOS updates?
No. They made a movie that's a biography about a black man who it's called The Banker. And he made a
Sounds
bunch.
Like Disney Plus if it's a...
Yeah, no, he made a... I'm going to butcher his story, but whatever. It's got a massive cast and it was kind of like what they're banking on their first big movie to be. It was going to have a month in cinemas and then going to be an Apple Plus exclusive.
Sure.
But it's now come out that the son of the guy that the movie's about molested his sisters.
Damn.
And so they've come out and spoken out against this guy. And so now Apple are like, fuck, what are we going to do with this movie?
Shit.
Which this guy was an executive producer so on at one point. I don't know. There's lots of speculation about whether they should or shouldn't.
Yeah, right. I had no idea. And that was going to be there. Like, look at us. We make serious things. And
yeah, it's called The Banker. Look it up. Yeah, it's a fucking shit situation.
The executive producer was called Kevin Spacey.
Harvey Weinstein.
The Banker.
But yeah, I mean, For All Mankind and Morning Show. I mean, especially Morning Show. Morning Show is immensely watchable. And like I said, I don't know.
Apple cancels The Banker film premiere over concerns.
So they're not doing
Yanks
the proper
the banker.
Premiere. Yanks The Banker.
Sounds like that's, man, it's Anthony Mackie. What's our boy going to do? Apple's first big Apple Plus movie. Yeah, wow. Who's in it? Yeah, damn.
So that's Disney Plus. I mean, I assume everyone listens to Hey Fam has Disney Plus, unless they live in the countries that don't
Except
have it
our, yet. European and British cohorts.
So look, make a note in your phones, European friends. In March, when you get Disney Plus, you should get it.
Yeah, when you have The Mandalorian spoiled for you.
Yeah, so they're finally announcing merch for Mandalorian.
Yeah, today it was revealed that they're like selling stuff.
We don't know what it's going to be yet. We baby assume Yoda. It's going to be baby hashtag Baby Yoda.
Save Baby Yoda.
Baby Yaddle. No, see, someone in the HeyFam Discord started calling it Yodler.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Yodler's good. I'm into Yodler.
I like Yodler as well.
Yeah, because it's just yodeling.
Yeah. Who is that dumb kid that yodels?
Oh, Mason.
Yeah.
Mason Ramsey.
Are you across him?
Yeah.
He seems like a very Angus.
He's social media. He has a Justin Bieber-esque presence.
Well, no, a Matty B Raps presence.
Well, he's actually like managed by like good people who like.
Oh, look, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. But he did this great post, which I got a little obsessed with. I'll have to go back and find it. But basically, it was say hi to your girlfriend and mothers for me. And just like, or not even that. It was just like, just a little cheeky.
Yep.
And you're like, you shouldn't be saying that. And I kind of dig it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, his presence is pretty good. He's like got a pretty legit presence on
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Social media.
So I haven't just been playing Disney Plus.
What else have you been
watching? Disney Plus. I've been fucking just crafting incredible segues.
That was a word from your sponsor, and now
I'm properly hooked on
DS.
So were
you on the fence last time?
I think it had just gotten its hooks into me, and now it's all I want to do.
Yeah.
And talk about.
Which was ironic because I was at that phase and then was plucked from it.
Yes, yeah, so we had a week in Melbourne.
I was a week in Melbourne, yeah.
I am in love with this game, man.
Oh, I found it.
What just did you find?
On a horse.
Oh, yeah, Mason. Caption. What's his name? Mason
Ramsey.
Mason Ramsey's Instagram handle is Little Hank Williams.
Well, that's what he was known as.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
How's your girl and how's your family?
it's on like the cusp of Mr. Steal Your Girl. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, no, trust me. They'll know who I am.
Mason Ramsey?
Okay, he's doing Walmart Black Friday deals.
That's cool.
Howdy, y'all. I got real groovy with the Walmart Black Friday deals. Show me how you get down by uploading a video of you doing the deal drop dance to Water Me.
Dude, you love to say it.
What the fuck?
You love to say it.
Wow, that's a lot of work to get a $100 Walmart gift card.
Yeah, what would you spend that $100 on?
A new lasso.
Yeah.
And a flannelette jacket.
But DS, you're on the... And I'm not talking Nintendo.
Yeah, I keep getting confused, even though I know you're talking about Death Stranding.
Oh, shit. Was that 30 minutes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, Chief. Man, it's...
We're not going a minute over for these sponsors.
It's such a good game, man.
It's the best.
And
it's so good.
The whole point of the game has revealed itself to me.
How would you describe it then? Well, to someone who's on the fence.
I would say it's the first ever Strand game.
Correct. I was going to say there's only one answer.
But the whole point of this game is to, you know, build structures that other people playing the game the same time as you can utilize.
Yeah.
And like, you know, by working hard to kind of fulfill certain needs that the game has, you then make other people's games easier and more fun to play. And then it's just this weird... It's honestly in terms of interactivity with other users, positive. I've never experienced this since Journey.
Yeah, it's like that.
Where you don't see other players, you just see the evidence of
them. Oh, did you
see
they were
the
at Kojima Studios today, the Journey people?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They brought him a gift. So I think that was not a lost comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's that passive multiplayer where it's like just very nice. It's not getting called the N-word on Xbox Live or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I think like we're going to see a lot of... I hope we see a lot more people talking about this game. Oh, I don't think anyone's going to try and imitate this game anytime soon. But I think because...
About like the Strand? Like I could honestly see Breath of the Wild 2 adapting, leaving like ropes and bridges and stuff. Like for a game that's so big and expansive and when you're like... I could see like games taking on that side of it.
Yeah, I would love to see the Nintendo take
like
on
that Dark Souls X5, but then sort of.
Well, I wonder what Miyamoto thinks of Death Stranding.
Do you think he knows PlayStation 2 is out? Do you think he still thinks that he's making games?
Yeah, he hasn't grown a PlayStation 4 in his garden yet.
Do you think he's aware?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think
is.
They're like just go back in the garden? Do you think they just keep him on retainer now? And they're like, yeah, get into swimming now. We need a new game. Just giving him hobbies. Perfect. Have you tried crochet, Miyamoto?
Your fans are asking for an F-Zero card game. Can you just get back in your car until you
He's
get
like,
inspiration?
68. I can't drive anymore. Get in there. Yeah, will we ever make a game again? I don't know. Yeah, I could honestly see like Breath of the Wild 2 or whatever it's going to be called, adapting parts that we've seen in it like that. Because both worlds are so big and there's an emphasis on isolation.
Yeah, but...
And being alone, but you know everyone in the world's playing it. It's such a weird, nice way of knowing
that. And I think a lot of people, like, obviously, like, to get your review out, you had to burn through this game as quickly as possible. And that is not how you should play this game.
No, this is a game you should play for, like, months and months.
I'm probably at, like, 25 hours in. And I just finished chapter 4.
Hell yeah, Chief. You're playing it right.
Chapter 4 is like half an hour long. But
is that the one we're talking about in the trenches?
Yeah. Chapter 3 is... I've heard it described as like about one third of the entire game.
How does that end? Is that with the lake?
Look, chapter 3 is like... Look, very light spoilers. You can describe it without spoiling too much. But chapter 1 is like essentially like the intro.
Yeah.
Chapter 2 is like the first... Like the most right part of the map, the New York area. And then chapter 3 is just all the time you spend linking all the new strands in Central America, basically.
What's the weather like?
It's the all the knots.
Oh, yeah. Wait, all the cities are called knots.
You're right. Yeah, sorry.
But it's the bit with
it's basically like chapter two sucks in that. To play, chapter two is like basically like introducing you to the mechanics of the game, and it's so hard because you don't know what to do when you encounter BTs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And that was when I was feeling really bad at the game, and then I was kind of scared of it. And then chapter three opens up; you have a much bigger space to explore.
Sure.
And you're a bit more open in what you can do when you're there too. Yep. And there's no, at least like the first 6 hours of the game, I didn't encounter any BTs.
Mm.
And then when I did, I figured out how to avoid them completely and. Now I'm really confident in my playing of the
game.
Man,
I can fight. I have like a thing now where like I can see them and I don't have to like use any weapons to fight them.
Yeah.
It's sick.
I don't use weapons. I just hold my breath as I walk past them. But yeah, to anyone that maybe was feeling like I was last week, just like power through the first two chapters and then just take your time and enjoy chapter three.
Yep.
You get materials to rebuild the roads in this, post-apocalyptic wasteland. And
it's going to make your life so much easier playing.
And it's just so, I just find it so nice. I am in like, this is like the worst time of the year for me.
Yeah.
I'm running on fumes.
100 DJ sets, just, Christmas parties.
So, and so much traveling to these DJ sets as well. I spent today on a boat. It sucked.
What was that for? Staff Christmas party?
Yeah, a staff Christmas party.
Yeah. Is that where this hat came from, of course?
Yeah. But then all I've been doing,
it's a Disney Plus hat.
Escapism. For escapism is Death Stranding, and all I do is just like
seeing you hammer a PS4 game instead of a Switch game is
totally.
It's rare, man.
Well, no, instead of like 10 Switch games,
instead of 10, indie
just focusing
Switch
on
games.
One, focusing on one.
How does it feel to have like
AAA,
is it a big change for you from like pick up and play kind of indie titles versus?
Well, no, because I've heard a lot of people say that like you've got to dedicate a big chunk of time to Death Stranding, and I would say that's true for those first few chapters.
Yeah,
but. Now that I'm in that third chapter, I'm out of it now, but in that third chapter, I could just play for like half an hour. You can just do like, you don't even need to do a mission. You can just, I just gathered materials and built a road. It's a really fun target to try and,
yeah, it is,
to try and hit. And then like, as you rebuild the town, it's just a much more fun and easier game to play.
Yeah. It's like, you can not do that and power through it and get whatever you want out of it. Or you can make this like, you can actually fix the world that the game exists in.
Exactly. It's not just you who benefits from that too, because there's other people that share the same slice that your game is in. And
I wish I knew the formula for how much...
I wish you and me were in the same one.
It'd be pretty sick.
That's all I wish in this
world. I know, though I do like...
Kojima.
He wouldn't do that. I like that, but it's like, it's strangers.
He specifically was like, don't let Levins and Angus share the same game.
No, but it's like, the whole game is about connecting strangers, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I want to know the formula, like how you know a mission, like what likes you're going to get to fill up stars. Because I did one and I was like, oh, this will definitely fill that star. And it was like a tiny amount. I'm like, what the fuck?
When you deliver, well, with missions or with, it does tell you how many likes you're going to get.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I wonder why some places have more than others. Or
right.
I guess it's based on significance of the venue or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it's funny, because I've spent so much time in chapter three, and you just returned to the game today after a week away from it, and you were like rebuilding roads that I rebuilt days ago.
Totally.
And it felt funny where I was like, no, Angus, you've got to do it this way. I'm like, I shouldn't
but
do
then
that.
Like in the story, I'm like chapter eight.
Yeah, totally.
Like
just
crazy. That's why before I was like, what was the weather like where you went? And I was like, no, I don't want to ask in case it's.
But because
things.
I've invested so much time into the game and trying to like improve my relationships with these weird characters in the world, like I actually quite enjoy the story now as well.
Oh, I think it's great.
But I enjoy it.
I think it's like a really the story takes a back seat because I think games.
I think stories should always take a back seat.
Sorry, that's what I mean. Games need to have stories take back seats, but I think the message is great.
Yep.
I think it's just like interesting, but also like enough techno babble, sci-fi horseshit, and like what is man. Type of.
I liked the explanation of Fragile and like her backstory. And
oh, that was a sick scene.
That was I thought it was really enjoyable.
And he's like,
I like her a lot as a character. Yeah.
Put this. Oh man, I got a Fragile hearing. I showed you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, put this mask on your head.
Yeah.
Like,
don't spoil it. People that have played it know what we're talking about.
Hi, others. Sam. It's been a while, hasn't it? what does she say when you like call her?
Oh, she's just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, I'm loving Death Stranding. But the big release of last week. Well, there was two big releases of last week. That
Higgs.
You love Higgs. Higgs was the big release of last week.
No, his voice is sick.
Troy Baker.
It's like, oh yeah. You're bad.
I found Conan O'Brien this week as well in Death Stranding.
He was great. Did you get the
otter hat? I haven't worn it yet.
Yeah, I've worn it. It's fun. It's good when you're like near slippery areas because instead of falling in and then like just
losing all your packages,
flailing like a baby, you kind of just get chill and
do you roll. Still lose all your packages?
It depends how you fall in the water, how you get to that position.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Losing packages in the water stinks.
It does, but I kind of love that it exists because every time it happens, I kind of laugh at myself.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because you just look like a baby.
Or like I always try and jump over the ravine and never make it. No, it's
terrible. There's that bit straight near where Edgar Wright's place is.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the mules are. And I'm like, oh, I can make this jump. And I just always die. Or
yeah, when I get some time next week, I'm going to knock out all the mules and then build bridges over every
That's
single
That's
what ravine.
I'm going to do as soon as you leave.
Yeah, okay, great.
For that whole area.
Yeah.
Because I've got to get all those resources from there.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go with all those PVCs or whatever and just start building the fuck out of the bridges because it's going to make my life a lot easier when I rob that camp.
Yes.
And now you've seen that I have to like take them out easier. Like,
yeah, so good.
Non-lethal gun. Man. I have a non-lethal shotgun.
I really love Mads Mikkelsen as well.
So you know his brother plays the villain in Rebels?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
He plays Thrawn.
Has he got a name that rhymes with Mads?
Bads.
Bads.
He's Bads Bickelson. It's like Naruto. Baruto,
yeah.
Bads Bickelson.
So what I was getting at a minute ago, Angus, is that two massive games came out last week. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which we both bought and own but haven't played a second
mine's
of yet.
Its wrapper over there.
Yeah, me too. In my house. I've heard really, really good things about it. Have you been paying attention to reviews and other kind of first impressions?
Yeah, because the reviews were far more positive than the Death Stranding reviews the mainstream reviews were far more positive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that because people are just like, oh, wow, I have a good first-person Star Wars game in what seems like 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Since Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, people are kind of saying it's, you know, like, it's pretty much, you know, and it's
Dark Souls.
Or it's people are saying it's Uncharted, crossed with Tomb Raider, crossed with Dark Souls, crossed with
Metroidvanias.
Metroid Prime.
Interesting.
And there's one other one that they keep bringing up. But
Sekiro?
God of War. And Sekiro as well, But it sounds really like a lot of fun.
It sounds great.
But it sounds like one of the games that the longer I leave it to play, I'm definitely gonna try. And my goal is to, like, you know, this month that gave us the four biggest games of the year, in my opinion. We got Death Stranding,
Pokemon,
Star Wars Fallen Order, and Luigi's Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
And I want to finish all four of them before the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I think I see me doing Death Stranding like I did Metal Gear, like 5 S ranks on every mission, every delivery.
I can't start Fallen Order until I finish Death Stranding.
That's what I... Yeah, and it's hard for me.
That's going to be the one thing that might push me to maybe finish it a bit quicker.
The one thing that's going to stop me from like engaging with new Star Wars media is a Kojima production. Yep. It's the only thing that has...
Like I said, someone said your two favorite things and they came out at the same time.
Yeah, and then there's just turbulence in my life. It sucked. And then I was drawn... Then I had to go away. And like the timing was so stupid. It was kind of like a series of... things I wish went a little differently.
So you were in Melbourne as well for the last
Yeah,
week.
I've been in Melbourne since Thursday. I got back yesterday. I was there for 1 week. Yeah.
And
it's fine.
You were away from your PS4, but you had your Switch, right?
So yeah.
Did you get Pokemon?
I did. I picked up that and Fallen Order from Melbourne JB Hi-Fi, which was about 100 meters from my house.
Man, I got Amazon Primed Fallen
Order. How was that delivery?
Dude, came next day delivery, $60.
That's crazy.
For Fallen Order, which that game was being sold for like 80 something at JB Hi-Fi. Yeah.
It's next day is in the day of release.
I ordered it on Monday last week or whatever, and it came on Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime rules.
Yeah. I got to use it more. I forget it exists just because I should use it for video games.
Yeah, exactly. You should. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. Because like other than that, the Amazon in Australia is pretty shit.
If you ever want like anything that you would normally buy from JB, just get from Amazon Prime. You save money and it just goes to your house.
Yeah, that rules.
But
I got Pokemon. I went Sword.
Yeah, so I also went Sword. We didn't discuss this in advance. And then what was the starter you chose?
Score Bunny.
I also chose Score Bunny.
That's fine. That's
I
nice.
Mean, I had to. Sword
Bunny
because,
rules.
You know, Score Bunny, like, also like Tilly loves bunnies, my daughter. So
Score Bunny rules.
I'm playing as a character called Archie and my starter Pokemon's name is Tilly.
I mean,
I'm a great dad.
Don't let them say it because Archie's enslaved his sister to
actually
fight.
I made my character look quite a lot like Archie.
Really?
Big brown eyes and yeah.
Hates movies.
Yeah, hates movies.
Hates cinema.
This game is so hilariously, well, like, all the really shoehorned in British shit. It's so funny to me.
The telly.
Yeah, that was the first one.
She'll be popping pants if we come downstairs. It's like, what does this mean? What was that? Remember there's that famous screenshot of like a baseball game made in the 80s on NES and it's like by Japanese developers and they had to come up with American names?
Yeah.
And they're like, Brought Dregerson. Yeah. And they're just, it's kind of like, it's almost, it's like a rung below that in terms of, obviously English speakers translated this game, but it's like, it's so foreign sounding in a Pokemon game that you're just like, oh yeah, they're shoehorning the shit out of this to remind us we're in a jolly
old Gala region.
Yeah.
So I play.
Is that
like
some clever commentary because Brexit's happening and the next Pokemon game set essentially in
Everyone called it fucking Dexit.
The town of beans.
Dexit.
Dexit.
Because of the
The Dexit. The Pokedex. Yeah.
All the controversy. I feel no one is even going to remember that in a week.
It sold 6 million copies in 3 days.
The fastest selling Switch game ever. So well done, everyone, with your boycott. Yeah. Very effective. It's super effective. I played an hour of this game. I think it looks really nice.
Yeah.
And I think the presentation is great. And I can already see that there's a few quality of life improvements that I know I will appreciate.
Oh, yeah. That like world map and...
It was not enough, anywhere near enough to stop me from playing Death Stranding.
Oh, totally.
Instead of it, so.
Yeah. I played it for like 3 hours on and off while I was in Melbourne.
Yep.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going to get back to that. It's Death Stranding time.
I
like babies instead of Pokemon. And... Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird not falling over and carrying all those Pokemon, but not having them represented as luggage on my back.
Yeah. If you could carry all 150 new Pokemon on your back and walk up a hill, maybe I would be more inclined to play Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Absolutely. And if they
and of course your sword and your shield have to be stored in little packages on your back.
And you could only use one at a time. I mean, look, it seems so. Like you said, the quality of life improvements are great. The social thing was kind of cool. When I was playing, it was popping up what people were doing around me.
Oh, cool.
Like, people caught a Pokemon, I'd get, like, an icon saying that I had. And then other people could see that. And then, like, walking up to people who were playing in, like, the overworld was kind of crazy. I assume they're playing... It's, like, it is kind of Death Stranding-ish when you think about it. And they give you an item if you go talk to them.
They leave items in the world for you to use in your...
Seriously.
Game. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of crazy.
I haven't encountered any of that yet.
Yeah, I got to like the bigger map and it opens up and it's kind of like the wildlands and you can just kind of walk around and catch Pokemon.
Pokemon for me, like, has the trappings of like, you know, like when you think of like a Zelda game pre Breath of the Wild, you know, that like the first fucking, especially like Twilight Princess.
Oh, yeah.
This that first, is it 6 hour tutorial? Yeah. It takes so long and it's just a trapping that I wish Pokemon... If they're
always the same. Oh,
please try and modernize that. Don't explain. I know you.
We
want
know what Pokemon
brand
are.
New kids to be playing this, and I know this is a game for kids. But
hey, Mario doesn't do it.
Yeah, totally. You know? Just throw us into it and like let us figure it out.
Yeah,
because we already know it.
We know what's going on.
Yeah, and like, you know, meeting a rival that's, you know, just exactly the same as the last 10 rivals you've played.
And they're like not even bad anymore. They're like your friend. And they're just
totally. This one's different because he, exactly. He likes crumpets.
Yeah. And his brother's handsome and wears a cape.
No, he wears the dumbest outfit of his.
What's with that? I love
it.
Weird.
Apparently it's based on
Japanese wrestling.
Yeah, that's cool. Japanese wrestling is cool, man.
Oh, man. We're day one Japanese wrestler heads.
What's the coolest Pokemon you've caught so far?
I'm a big fan of the Corgi dog one.
Yep.
That's a big vibe. And also there's like a pink bear type of thing.
Okay.
I forget what it's called. It was very cute. I kept going to the Pokedex, watching its animation and going, oh, I miss my pet at the moment.
And so you can see the Pokemon in the overworld now. Are you just only going for ones that you haven't got yet?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a loser. Or maybe I am. I don't know. Maybe if I find out you get something for going for more, then of course I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. It's really well made. I think the UI is beautiful. Pokemon UI can be troublesome, and just kind of outdated, but it's super simple. To the point. I think it's great. I think it's technically probably like the best Pokemon game.
Yeah. I hope that the next one though is where we see the big leap. Like I hope.
Sure.
I hope that I know that they always have to put out a Pokemon game every single year because, you know, Pokemon Company is just such a massive thing now.
They don't put a Pokemon one out every year.
Yeah, they do.
When did they do Sun and Moon? No, there's only like, this is only Generation 9. Pokemon's been going since like...
Yeah, I know, but they've put out like different iterations. There was Pokemon, there was like a second version of Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Right.
There was Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu last year. They've always got to do something each year. I hope that they do something that requires... I just want the next proper mainline game to just be like really different.
Yeah. He's hoping.
And for them to get away, like, you know, they've gone, okay, cool. We played it safe with our first proper console game.
There was a lot of riding on this one with being like the first console. Basically people have wanted this since Nintendo 64.
Yeah. Cause if you put it in like
it's pretty amazing. It's here when you think about it.
Totally. I just have
a console Pokemon game.
You have like the absolute God tier of games that Nintendo like have been putting out for so long that for their Switch version was like such an enormous step up. You've got obviously, you know, Breath of the Wild, Mario Odyssey and Fire Emblem, I would say like the three main ones where their Switch, you know, their Switch release is just such an enormous step up from everything that came before.
Brand new audience.
And then you have on like, you know, kind of like, oh, just kind of doing the same thing except it looks better, I would say Pokemon.
Oh, there's some stuff in there. Once you get into it, I think once you unlock more of the map, you'll see.
Yeah, okay.
It is so much more advanced than Let's Go and stuff.
Okay, sweet.
It's way less off rails and stuff. You'll see.
So which tier would you put it in?
Kirby
Star Allies?
No.
Or Breath of the Wild?
Neither.
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 One, two, Switch.
It's its own thing. It's still a Pokemon game, but yeah, it's like what I imagine those like annual release games like Modern Warfare's or whatever. You know, they're like
FIFA.
Make so many tweaks that for people who don't play it, they're just like, oh, that shit's the same. But then I guess people who do play it, they're just like, oh man, this is revolutionary. It's changed, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I think you're right. I think they'll do like two other ones next year.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that like the
Sickle and
the Breath of the Wild equivalent or like, you know, Fire Emblem equivalent where, you know, an entire voice acted Pokemon game?
Yeah, I reckon totally. It'd be great to have that.
I thought this would be a great one to start with because
I was surprised when there was no voice
actor. Use the same actors from Fire Emblem. They're British.
Yeah, just get those British bastards back. That's a great point. Yeah, I was surprised there wasn't voice acting actually when I was playing.
Like, if anything, that would make it more accessible to children, which is what they want these games to be, right?
I've only played a handheld. I'm keen to see how it looks upscaled on the big telly.
I really loved how Luigi's Mansion 3 looked on the TV.
Yeah.
I'm kind of...
This guy's becoming a TV gamer in that new house.
Yeah. I need to get a new... My big reward to myself after getting through this glut of gigs, which just keeps expanding well into next
new
year
TV.
Now, is going to eventually be a new TV. And
yes, chief.
With a big old soundbar, mounting that shit to the wall.
Yeah, I'm getting the soundbar and that's my Christmas present to myself.
For everyone playing at home, my new couch gets delivered in 3 days and so I can finally get rid of my couch without a cushion.
The two and a half man couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The couch I got is so fucking big.
How big? It's bigger than this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a six-seater or something.
You don't even have six people in that house,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, what if I accidentally do one day?
No, that's awesome. Everyone will have a spot. What are you doing with the old couch?
No, it's everyone else. The rest of my family sits down and I lie on the couch.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too, man.
Oh, they sit down and then you lie on top of them.
It's a Simpsons, rude boy couch style. Gag.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Simpsons couch gag?
The Rick and Morty one. Remember that one?
Actually, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's actually good. I don't know.
Circus one.
That one's pretty classic. Yeah. There's a Beatles one, like Sgt. Pepper.
Yep.
That one's pretty great.
I also love that, just like the really quick one, like one where they just explode.
Yeah.
Or what about the one where they keep running and the couch, they can't catch the couch, like they run towards the couch.
Oh, yeah, that one's good. Was there one where there's like another TV show sitting in there, the Flintstones?
The Flintstones, yeah. When they officially made more episodes of The Simpsons
than
the Flintstones.
Right. Yeah, I like that one.
Which was like more than 25 years ago or something now. So like, it's fucking insane.
No one's going to make more episodes of anything than The Simpsons.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe soaps. I'm sure there's some soaps.
Yeah, I watched a new one today and they're like parrot. It was about like the first jokes were about Marvel post-credit scenes. And I was just like... I don't need The Simpsons to do this. I know that sounds dumb or like, but it just was like such a obvious joke of now.
Yeah.
They're like, Mom, don't leave. It's the post-credit.
But I think it's because when we were watching those first episodes when we were growing up, we didn't get the references.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're old enough to get all
But also references. Like they were like parroting The Godfather, which at that point was like 20 years old.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? There were such like weird old references.
The parody, yeah, they've already, yeah, it's...
Now the parodying stuff that's like now. And
no,
like,
no show should go for 30 seasons. That's, I think that's the lesson to be learned.
I'm so curious to see when it's ending.
Yeah. So do you see yourself ever like, you know, now, once you get through all your favorite ones, like just fuck, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, I could see it becoming like something I just put on once a day if I have like 20 minutes to spare and go, I'll watch The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And like the bad new Simpsons. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it was like when I saw John Travolta live, like he's there on stage, but there's something that's missing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They keep doing like sequels to classic episodes.
Yeah. Like they keep doing like, I saw there was one newer episode about like when like there were, Bart was a toddler and Lisa was born and they're living in that apartment.
And they rewrite that history too. They keep rewriting like their past. Why?
That's such a good episode when Lisa was born, right?
Of course. Yeah. And then I love when Maggie makes three.
Yeah.
That one rules too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the do it for her?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the best meme templates.
Where he keeps ripping his hair out each time the kids get born.
Yeah, each time
to find
out he's pregnant. Yeah, that's so how good. It goes. Yeah. So what do you mean they rewrite the history?
I don't know. I've just heard people talk about like, yeah, like they keep, because they obviously they keep updating it. So because Bart is always 10.
Yeah. The references.
So when you go back to when Bart was 2 now, that's 8 years ago. Sure. So it's what, 2000?
Oh, that sucks.
And one.
Yeah, I don't like it. I get it, but also I don't like it.
It's not 2001, 2011. Oh,
because
God.
Remember he was obsessed with the 1988 Olympic Games when Bart was born and Krusty Burger getting the free thing every time the US team won.
Yeah.
Like that joke wouldn't work now.
Exactly.
But they should make it work. Like that's when the show was made.
It's difficult because the kids have
to.
Do
kids even
up.
Watch this? Who watches The Simpsons? I'd love to get a demo. Like,
I wonder if this is going to change who watches The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, the readily available nature of it now.
It's pretty insane that it exists.
It's so crazy that they've only made one movie. And
yeah,
it
that
sucked.
That was a horrible film.
It's so dumb.
And wasn't it like leftover scripts? Or it seems like three episodes.
No, it feels like its own thing. It just, it's
there's
boring.
Like Homer, Bart's naked and skateboards.
That bit rules. That's super funny.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because like that's always been like one of my favorite things, like hiding nudity in The Simpsons.
Yeah, but then they showed his dick.
Yeah, but that's great. Showing, I'm with them.
Seeing Bart's little doodle.
Because it's like, you know, they go through all the effort of like painstakingly trying to hide it. And then for one split second, you see this.
So what happens is garbage. And then Springfield gets put in a dome because of Homer Simpson. And then they get kicked out and have to move somewhere. It, like variations of all those things that happened on The Simpsons at that point,
they've
right?
They've done almost everything. Who Shot Mr. Burns is meant to be a movie at one point.
Shit, I'm so glad it wasn't.
Yeah. Have you rewatched those episodes yet?
No.
The first Who Shot Mr. Burns is just like, it is so perfectly paced and like sets up so much great mystery stuff and then just amazing jokes anyway. But the best thing it does, it sets up why everyone hates Mr. Burns in that episode.
Yeah, that, it gives everyone a reason.
So good. Yeah. Exactly. So many great reasons to kill Mr. Burns.
Oh, man.
Angus.
How good's old Simpsons?
I know. And I feel like that'll be our new Tumix, the thing we keep going back to.
Oh, man. I haven't thought about Tumix till you messaged saying you were coming with a...
I got some pretty funny Tumix stories this week and you can hear all about them in PayFam because every week we do two episodes of HeyFam.
What's PayFam? Well, imagine what we talked about them for the last hour, except substitute any time we mention Disney Plus content or Hideo Kojima games with Korean porn comics and you're kind of halfway there.
So this week I said we wanted to talk about Death Stranding, Pokemon, Disney Plus, One Piece Stampede, the new Piece movie, I saw that, Fallen Order, Mandalorian, Apple TV Plus, and the Harry Potter play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Oh yeah, Cursed Child.
Is that Cursed?
Cursed. Cursed.
Cursed.
Well, I'm adding that to the mispronunciation.
They're both. You can
Cursed Child.
Yeah, it is Cursed Child, but is it Cursed? Cursed is like, you can say Cursed.
Absolutely not. No one said that for years.
I'm 400 years old. I'll say what I want. We're going to talk about One Piece, Mandalorian, Harry Potter.
Well, we just watched Mando then.
Yeah, we're going to talk about two episodes of Mandalorian.
Scando. So
if you're watching along with us, apparently Watchmen was incredible this week too.
Yeah,
that's something I need to catch up
I'm
on
so
this
keen.
Week.
I've got
only
a few
two
to
episodes
watch
behind. Yeah,
I think I've watched three.
There's so much funky content at the moment. It's wild as hell.
Video games, TV shows.
Well, the lead up to Star Wars and Cat's Day.
Cat, I mean, what will you see? Lady and the Tramp or Mandalorian? You know, it's that.
Can't believe I kissed your TV. If you want to hear a second episode of Hey Fam, head over to patreon.com/HeyFam. And $5 a month gets
it's
you
wild.
Two episodes of Hey Fam every week. We're going to be talking about Mandalorian in every episode of Pay Fam
until
the rest of the year, which is very
Because there are spoilers and we know there's real ones that are listening.
Or people that can't watch Disney Plus yet because of their location in the world. But yeah, if you want to join the HeyFam Discord and discuss episodes of HeyFam plus all the great things we talk about on HeyFam, the best way to do it is to hit us up on Patreon at patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month gets you all the content that you could ever want.
It's so good.
And you get to be
I wish sometimes part I could pay fam. For it.
You can if you want. I'll happily take $5 from you a month.
Tommy Dasilo pays for it. Boy, no, that'll make people not subscribe.
That's true, yeah. It's a different Tommy Dasilo.
Yeah, it's the real one. Oh, man, that's so... Someone else saying it is in Melbourne. I bought something on the internet that I wanted. It was like a clothing accessory. And someone was shipping it from Melbourne. So I was like, hey, it's going to arrive. Either I'm going to miss it and then have to go to the post office weeks later when I get back. Can I just send it to you? And it's going to be cheaper. He's like, oh, sure. And because like you and I are normal and use our real names all the time... I put it in Tommy Dasilo, just not thinking, and completely forgot that's not his name.
Well, he hasn't legally changed his name?
No.
His show name?
Where else? No, he didn't. So he got mail sent to him. He's like, oh, this might be hard for me to get from the post office. And I'm like, well, why do you have everything in your fake name? Like, he's like, why don't you use my real name? I'm like, because I don't think of that.
That's- oh, God, because I've got... He's coming to a festival with me next weekend in yeah. Melbourne, and I put his... stage name as
same
as a, but you need ID to get the pass.
Yeah, you need to change it.
Oh god damn it, Tommy.
But I'm glad I told you that.
Yeah, totally.
But also it's like he was like, oh, it's so hard. I'm like, surely you get like things sent to you in your fake name.
Yeah,
because it's like
in your fake name that everyone knows you by. Imagine being his parents and just being like, oh, do you not like- sorry our family name wasn't good enough for you.
Should we grill him? I'm sure he's got the story out there, but I won't listen to.
Let's talk about it more on PayFam, baby. Yeah. Patreon.com/HeyFam. Come join us.
Oh, so I didn't get the parcel because like he doesn't have ID that says
oh,
it's him.
Fuck
no,
sake.
I haven't got it. And he said send it today going like, oh, I'll go try and pick it up and try and get it from the post office. I'm like, surely people send you blind stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like stuff all the time.
That's,
so
that's amazing. So that is the most Tommy shit ever. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and hopefully you want to listen to another one. If not, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.